Declassified intelligence reports reveal that Swiss banks, particularly the Swiss National Bank, accepted gold looted from the national treasuries of Nazi-occupied countries and from dead Jews alike. Gold they either bought outright or laundered for the Nazis before sending it on to other neutral countries, wrote Adam Labour, author of Hitler's Secret Bunkers, The Myth of Swiss Neutrality During the Holocaust. According to Labour, Swiss banks supplied the foreign currency that the Third Reich needed to buy vital war material. Swiss banks were the vital financial conduit that allowed Nazi economic officials to channel their loot to a safe haven in Switzerland. Swiss banks financed Nazi foreign intelligence operations by providing funds for German front companies in Spain and Portugal. Bormann had a personal account at the Reichsbank under the fictitious name Max Heiliger, into which he siphoned a substantial portion of the Reich's wealth. Utilizing both gold and treasure, Bormann, through his chief of economics, Dr. Helmut von Hummel, sent these riches out of the country for later use. Ops presents a classic example of the survivability of high-level bankers. He not only survived the war, but was instrumental in Germany's post-war revival, becoming a financial advisor to West Germany's first chancellor, Konrad Adenauer. He maintained his position on the boards of Deutsche Bank, Daimler-Benz, and Siemens. In 1978, Abs headed a West German consortium that managed to buy and return nearly $20 million worth of artwork taken from Germany in the 1930s by the Jewish Baron Robert von Hirsch. Later that same year, Abs addressed American business leaders at a meeting chaired by fellow banker John J. McCloy, one-time chairman of Chase Manhattan Bank, the Ford Foundation, and the Council on Foreign Relations. McCloy served as a member of President Lyndon B. Johnson's War Commission and was a legal advisor to the Rockefeller family. It was Ops who had prevented two American banks in France, Morgan at Sea and Chase of New York, from being closed or controlled by the German occupation authorities. According to U.S. Treasury reports cited by Manning, this exemption came through an unspoken understanding among international bankers that wars may come and go, but the flux of wealth goes on forever. This understanding was principally between Ops and Lord Hartley Shawcross, a leader in the City of London Financial Center and a board member of many international companies.